First of all, let me thank you all being here on very short notice. We thought it was important to speak to you all sooner rather than later and to hopefully provide some answers to your questions. As you know, this morning we released Mike Smith from his contract. As all NFL owners learn, some end-of-the-season decisions are more difficult than others, and I will tell you that probably including my 23 years at the Home Depot, this is the most difficult decision that I've ever had to make. And I mean that very sincerely. It was complicated by the deepest respect that that I have and we all have for Smitty, his many contributions to our team and community during his seven-year tenure, and by a season that was disappointing but promised hope right up to the very last game. This was not a decision that was based on one season or even two seasons, certainly not on one game. It's about looking forward and making sure we have the right structure in place and the leadership in place to provide to take us to the next level, which is what we've promised to Atlanta, to our fans, to all our stakeholders, everybody in the city and the state. I could not have more respect for Smitty personally than I do, and a great deal of respect for him from a professional perspective. He demonstrates and has demonstrated without fail all of the qualities that one would look for in an individual, and he coached every minute of every game with intensity, with resolve, with integrity, and putting it all on the line for himself, for his coaches, and for the players, and for Atlanta. And that was reflected in our players playing hard and our coaches' commitment to winning. Those of you who have been around the game of football, many of you have for many years, understand it's a difficult process to dissect the various pieces that go into building a winning team. It's leadership, it's talent, it's training, it's coaching, it's playtime, it's injury factors, it's chemistry, it's culture, to name but a few ingredients. We need to ensure that all of these piece parts are together, working together to succeed at the highest level, and we'll spend a lot of time this offseason addressing each one of these to make sure we're as best positioned as we can as we go forward. I think our fans, and I think all of you in the media and throughout the NFL would agree that Smitty has laid a new and stronger foundation for our team since he joined us in 2008. I want to remind everybody, not that you need to be reminded, but it's a good reminder, a time like this, to reflect back that he led this team to the first back-to-back winning seasons in then our 43-year history. 43 years, never back-to-back winning seasons. Smitty not only did it twice, but then added on three more on top of that. He advanced to the playoffs in four of his first five seasons with us, including two NFC division titles. On top of that, he fostered an environment of winning and teamwork across the entire building at Flowery Branch, and in many ways was a role model as a coach throughout the National Football League. And to sum it up, and it's not easy to say this because it's really not a matter of opinion, it's a matter of fact, that Smitty was the most successful coach in the history of this franchise. And you all should reflect on that in your comments and your thoughts about him personally as well as him from a professional standpoint. We're grateful to Smitty for all that he has done, and our goal is to build upon the foundation that he has left for us and to build for the future success of our team. We wish Mike, Julie, Logan, his daughter, all the best, and we thank them for their dedication to the Falcons over the last seven seasons. So while this is a professional relationship that's coming to an end, there will always be their family, and Smitty will always be counted as a friend and part of our Falcon community and part of my family. I had a good meeting this morning with Smitty, as good as it could be under the circumstances, and I will not share any of it with you other than the last thing that Smitty said to me is that I love you. And I said the same thing to him.